My name's Bob Drake. I'm a professor at Dartmouth Medical School, director of the Psychiatric Research Center there. I tried to review some of the most recent research that would have implications for clinical practice and clinicians. And so I focused on what we've learned about the long-term course of recovery, about the fact that there might be subgroups of people who respond to treatment and recover on different trajectories over time, and what we know about the specificity of treatments in relation to different important outcomes. One of the things I tried to emphasize in my talk is that people who are starting IDDT programs around the country tend to overemphasize pharmacology and psychotherapy. And I think that's because there's so much money behind the pharmacology and there's so much professional interest behind psychotherapies. But what the research really shows is most helpful for people is putting them in a better environment in which they can learn and grow and have peer support for being sober. So it's really, you know, group interventions and residential programs and having jobs that are most helpful to people in their, in the process of getting sober and being in recovery and doing well over time. Well, I think they ought to be doing support employment right from the beginning as part of what they do. You know, to give up a life as an addict, you really need something else that's more attractive. And, you know, for most people, the things that are more attractive are, you know, having a life that's got some structure and meaning in it. And so, you know, people who are trying to recover report that what helps them the most is having, friends that help them stay sober and having a job that structures their day and gives them something that they feel good about doing. We see so many people really in long-term studies who go to work first rather than give up drugs first. And then once they start working, they say, well, you know, I really like my job and I have to get up in the morning, so I can't really be drinking heavily at night.